Take a look at your physical fitness coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and really pleased to have with us today Dustin Maher. He is one of the area's leading personal trainers in southern Wisconsin, works at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison, trains many, many clients every week. He teaches 11 classes, specializing in fitness for moms to some extent and core training. He's an ACE certified personal trainer, has a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, exercise science at the from the UW-Madison. We're really pleased to have him with us today to talk about it. And, you know, this time of year, we're finally getting to be warm. It's getting to be a little warmer. I think everyone or many people start thinking about how do I get a little get some of those pounds off, maybe around the middle, which is a problem for a lot of us, present company included, I must say. And so I'm eager to hear what he has to say, and I hope you are too. And if you have some questions for him as we move along, feel free to join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Dustin Maher, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much. What kind of people come to you for help, and what stage do they come to? What's their mental state when they come to see you?
Yeah, I got a mixture of a bunch of different mental states, but sometimes there's people who are just absolutely fed up with the way they're at. And those I find to be the best clients because they've already tried other things. They've had something happen in their life. Sometimes it's traumatic, whether it's, you know, a father or a mother dying early, or maybe they have a heart attack, or just maybe they see themselves in a picture or a video and they don't even recognize who they are. So that's some of the people I work with, but also I just have the average mom or dad who mm-hmm. just wants to get more energy for playing with the kids, feel better about themselves, work better. So I have a lot of them as well.
And as a personal trainer, do you work one-on-one with people? Or is it both group and one-on-one?
Yeah, I started out doing a lot of one-on-one training, but now I've graduated to more small group, semi-private training, 3 to 4 people. Mm-hmm. I found that I can help more people per hour. It's much more affordable for people, and they actually enjoy it. If they go from a group training to a one-on-one session, they absolutely hate it because there's too much spotlight right on them. So.
And I would think, too, that, you get to know the people that you're with and sort of develop a little bit of a bond that way.
Exactly. There's camaraderie there, and there's a little friendly competition. And if one person's better than the other, more stronger, more fit, they'll challenge the other people to kind of aspire to them. So it's good.
I remember it's been 4.5 years ago, my wife had our daughter, Emily, and she was concerned about weight around her middle, and she's done a pretty good job of getting it off. She's pretty good at her exercises, mm-hmm. but that was something that was weighed heavily on her mind, and probably on the minds of most women after they have a child.
Yeah, childbearing, it's a very traumatic thing. I mean, it really stretches out the abdominal wall and the cavity, and for a lot of women, they don't exercise during pregnancy, so it's mm-hmm. it's 9 months of pretty much inactivity. Which can make it even more challenging once they do have the child. But it's certainly not impossible, and that's kind of what I love to do and the challenge I like to.
Do you work with women during their pregnancy, or is it more often afterwards?
I work with most women who have already had their children, but I do encourage women during pregnancy. Talk with your doctor, but to be exercising. And the more you can exercise during your pregnancy, the easier the weight will come off, and you'll bounce back a lot quicker.
Yeah, I would think so. And as we think about it, I know from looking at some of the statistics, not only women but men as well. When you've got that weight around the middle, there's some other health implications for that.
Yeah, waist circumference is a huge indicator of heart health and cardiovascular disease, much more than BMI. Everyone hears about BMI, which is body mass index, and that takes your height and weight into consideration. And that's just not the most accurate way to show you where you are health-wise. So if you're a female, what you can do is measure around your waist, right over the love handle area, right over the belly button. You should be below 35 inches. If you're above 35 inches, you're at a significantly higher risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, that sort of stuff. And for men, 40 inches and above is considered in the danger zone.
So when you're at that level, it's probably time to
See me or time to do something.
I didn't give the number to begin with, I don't think. So let me do that now. If you'd like to join in with some questions about physical fitness and training, maybe some experiences of your own to share, give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. And you can email us as well at talk@wpr.org. You can do it that way, too. Let's go back and talk. You teach 11 different classes. What are some of the ones that you teach? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I don't teach 11 separate classes. I teach like four different ones just multiple times. But my biggest one that I teach is called Mama Tone Fitness, and it was a class I created about 18 months ago for stay-at-home moms especially. My mother is a stay-at-home mom, and I just kind of saw how she took care of her four kids and didn't really have time for herself very much. Also, she didn't have a lot of social interaction with other women going through the same thing. So once I graduated college, I created this class, and it's circuit-based training. So it's some resistance training, some cardiovascular flexibility, and a lot of core training with also an emphasis on nutrition. And my goal with that was to bring women together who are struggling, you know, and have the same life experiences as each other. Mm-hmm. And it's been really neat to see how the women have developed friendships and even meet outside of class in social gatherings and stuff like that. So that I teach at Supreme Health and Fitness every morning, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:20, and then 10:40 on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. And all my services, you do not have to be a member of Supreme to use it. So it's great. And my other mission in life is to be able to create personal training for affordable prices. So everything I do is pretty affordable for most people.
Excellent. Well, quite a few people to visit with you online, so let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
And Andrew and Amory is up first. Andrew, hi. Thank you for calling. Oh, hold on a second here, Andrew. I pushed the wrong button. Now let's try it. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello, Andrew.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me. My question is what is the easiest way for those people at home where we don't exactly have as much time to go in and get train in?
Yep.
What's the easiest way for us to lose a couple pounds around the waist?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. I think everyone asks, like, what sort of equipment should I buy for home? And I think the best stuff to do is to buy a set of dumbbells or an adjustable set of dumbbells. There's so many different exercises you can do with them. And my whole philosophy on fitness is first nutrition. If you do not get your eating under control, you'll have trouble losing weight. You can never out-exercise a poor diet. So that's first, most important. But resistance training, weight training, I believe is extremely important in maintaining and helping you lose weight. And then short bursts of cardiovascular exercise. In my opinion, all the research that's coming out, long steady state cardio, meaning say just going on a treadmill and either walking for an hour or running for an hour, is not the best way to lose weight. The best way to lose weight is to do short bursts of intense exercise or cardiovascular exercise. So for you, I guess, do you have any, you know, weights at home, dumbbells?
I don't have any weights, but I do have a treadmill.
Okay. Well, with treadmills, what you can do is go real hard for a minute. So if you want to, you know, either increase the speed or increase the incline and just increase the intensity to the end of that minute, you're almost totally exhausted. Your heart rate's up very high. And then bring it back down and relax, rest for a minute or two, and then do that again. Go up and down. Those are called burst training or kind of an interval training. And the research now is coming out that's 5 to 9 times more effective at burning fat than steady state cardio.
You know, I was, and it's interesting, I was talking to some of the trainers at the UW, in UW Sports, some of our athletic trainers, and they were talking about the same thing a year or so ago. Even if you're running, if you go out, don't run solid, but run for a while and then walk. And probably, I don't remember the time, but maybe it is a minute as you were talking about.
Yeah, there's different ways and different protocols to do it. But they found that about a minute is the most effective for fat loss to go all out for a minute. Because if you do longer than that, you're not going to be able to go at 100% intensity. So around a minute is kind of the magic number. And if you haven't done much, you know, consult the doctor first because this is going to get your heart rate up pretty quickly. But maybe for you, it's walking up two flights of stairs is to complete exhaustion. session, and that's totally fine. That's where you start out. So it can be individualized to the person. You just want to really challenge your body to go above and beyond its comfort level.
And what about when you're talking about weights? Now, Andrew, you mentioned that. Are we talking about these huge dumbbells, or are we that we see, or are we talking about smaller weights? Or
well, again, it depends on where you're starting out. But my philosophy on training is lifting with good form, but with challenging weights. I think one of the biggest mistakes I see many people, both men and women, I see a lot more in women, is that they're afraid that they're going to bulk up and get really big by lifting heavier weights. And that's just it's just very hard for women to put on a lot of muscle. Women have 15 to 30 times less testosterone than men, and it's just very hard. Most of my strongest women are all size 2s and size 4s. You know, the bigger the woman is, doesn't mean that they're going to be stronger. I think women think that bulking up, they look bulky, is because they have too much fat over the muscle. But really, muscle is so dense and so small that once you get it on there, once you shed the fat, you really shrink down in size.
Hmm. Andrew, does that help out?
That helps out a lot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Let's go to Ed in Brooklyn next. Ed, hello.
And it was around the turn of the year here where CBS Evening News, they have a story of the week every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter 4 or 5 years ago took out a gym membership and he didn't use it. But then he went back in midsummer 2007 and he actually got a test to see what level he was at to begin exercising. Now, this looked like a stress test, but it really wasn't. And I think it was conducted by a nurse, a physical trainer, but I'm not sure. And I'd like to know if your guest has any idea what type of test that reporter went through and if it's available anywhere here in Wisconsin, because I can't find it anywhere in southeastern Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know if it was at the club that they did that or not. There's things that are called VO2 max tests, where you can kind of see how much your body is able to absorb oxygen.
What would that look like?
So that one requires you to have like a mask over your face, and it's collecting oxygen, and you're on a treadmill generally, or elliptical, or bicycle. And you just continue to increase the intensity until you basically go all out. And it's kind of like a stress test in a way. I mean, gyms will do simple tests to estimate kind of where you're at, you know, using heart rate. But it sounds like what you're talking about is a little bit more advanced sort of testing. And, you know, I don't know if you could go to the doctor and get, you know, just a stress test done, if that's what you're looking for. Or maybe something, a place maybe for athletes that can really test, you know, where they are VO2 max wise, would might be a good place to start. But most health clubs will probably don't have that.
Hmm.
We can do some basic.
What does VO2 mean, by the way?
Yeah,
what,
that's the amount of oxygen.
Volume of oxygen
that your body can uptake per minute, and it's pretty much directly related to your cardiovascular fitness. Lance Armstrong, for example, had one of the highest VO2 maxes. Around, I think his was around like 90 or something, and the average person's around about 30. So basically, he can do 3 times more work than the average person.
Hmm.
So I would say maybe contact maybe a local sports specific place, or maybe more of a medically based place. But most health clubs, I don't think, are going to offer
that level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Ed, for calling. Appreciate it. Dustin Maher, our guest today, personal trainer, works at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison, but does a lot of personal training and other things on the side. There's some kind of cool things. He's starting an outdoor boot camp, and it's not the kind of boot camp we've been hearing about in the news recently for kids where there have been some problems. This is a boot camp for you and me and those of us who are a little bit older, and it has nothing at all to do with flogging or beating. It's really about getting us in shape. I want to talk with him about that, and certainly want to have your questions answered too. So give us a call, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. I'm Larry Mueller. Carmen Jackson, our on-air producer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking physical fitness and getting in shape today with our guest, Dustin Maher. By the way, do you have a website? Let's give that before
yes.
I forget about it.
Dustin Maher Fitness is Maher spelled M-A-H-E-R. So DustinMaherFitness.com. And then I'll talk about the boot camp as well and the website for that. But we'll get to that later.
Sure. Debbie and Kakana is up next. Hi, Deb. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I just have a question. I have a chronic bursitis, apparently, hip bursitis.
Okay.
And it just does not seem to get better. And I was exercising well, and it flares up. I went to see the doctor, and I had a steroid injection, and he said it's just going to be a chronic thing. No other suggestions. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I'm certainly not an expert in that area, but I would think lower impact stuff would be much better for it. I think you definitely want to stay away from jarring impacts. So things like water aerobics or just getting into the pool. And you said it was hip?
It's a hip bursitis.
Yeah. Yeah, so working on range of motion is important. You know, just going into the pool and just taking some big steps, some lunging, maybe some high knees, that sort of stuff is going to try to create, you know, more flexibility and range of motion in that hip joint. And just stretching it out, maybe even yoga. Yoga might help it out a little bit. I think that would be good, but definitely lower impact stuff will be better.
No running for you.
Yeah, and my favorite thing is to walk, and that really
does that bother it too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, doing it in the pool would be a way to walk. You know, as Dustin's suggesting here, it's a lot lower impact, and you can still do the walking, although you're just walking from one end to the other and back and forth. It's still great exercise.
You can maybe try, I don't know if boxing with just, you know, upper body punching. I don't know if that would create too much torque in the hips or not, but things that use your arms more so, you know, you can still get a, you know, good exercise without having to use your legs quite as much.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Deb. Thanks for calling. Sounds like she's got some little ones to chase around there too. Bill in Superior, it is your turn. Hi, Bill.
Hi, I've been listening to the program, and I heard Justin mention something about all sorts of things you can do with dumbbells. I was wondering what some of those things might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can talk about a little bit about that. It's kind of hard without having pictures or diagrams. But definitely you want to do large muscle group. It's called compound lifts. So I can go through a few of those with you. Basically, your body only has 5 or 6 different motion patterns that it really does. And I try to hit all of them with total body workouts. So like a lunge motion, a walking lunge, just a stand, you know, a standing lunge is good. Squats are great for working the lower body. A thing called deadlifts, which is kind of hard to describe over the radio, but basically you just pick up weights that are on the floor, keeping your back really flat and straight, and then you extend it up to a standing position, holding the dumbbells in your hands. Those three are in my opinion, the three best for working the lower body. Then upper body wise, you know, either some sort of a bench press, a pressing motion, so you could do push-ups or dumbbell bench press, some sort of a shoulder press where you're pressing weights over your head, some sort of a pulling exercise where you're doing a row, so dumbbell rows where you're bent over and you're just pulling the weight up from the floor up towards your chest area. That's working the back muscles. Those are the main movement patterns that your body does.
Hey, thank you very much.
So, All right, thanks a lot for calling. And let's see, let's go to Dan in Sun Prairie, I think is next. And here's Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi, hopefully I'm not going up.
Oh, we're losing ya. We lost ya. Oh, darn. Tell you what, try to call back again, Dan. I'm sorry we lost you, but you faded out with your cell phone there. David in Madison, let's go to you. Hi, David. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to clarify. I mean, the guest was saying that the prevailing wisdom at this point is exercising in short bursts to lose weight.
Yes.
Now, I mean, when I was doing this a couple of years ago, they were saying the exact opposite.
Yep.
That if you wanted to lose weight, you don't get into those glycogen reserves
right.
at all.
Right.
And you just go for long, you know, periods of time. I mean, is this sort of just like one study that's saying, or is this sort of the new prevailing wisdom?
No, I'm glad you brought that up because there, you know, you can still lose weight by doing steady state long distance cardio. You know, it's just going to, I think it's going to be harder and it's going to take a lot longer. But there have been, it's more than one study. It's a good 5 to 10 studies that have been coming out showing this. And the reason why people, you know, have recommended doing slower steady state is that, say, when you're walking, about 80% of your calories that you're burning are fat calories because it's at a very low intensity. When you get up to a higher intensity, more like 70 to 80% of your calories are from sugars, from carbohydrates. So it would kind of make sense to argue that doing slower steady state cardio will burn more fat. But there's a couple reasons why that seems to not be the case. And there's some other things that we really don't know why it's the case. But first of all, total calorie expenditure is going to be far greater when you're working out at a higher intensity. So maybe even though the percentages of fat and carbohydrates are different, you still might be, you still will be burning a higher total calories of fat and carbohydrates working the shorter, more intense stuff. Also, they're not really sure exactly where this fits in, but there's a thing called EPOC, which is excess post-oxygen consumption. They think that plays a big role. Basically, what that means is that you're going so hard for short periods of time that your body takes a long time to recover from those. And because it takes a long time to recover, your metabolism is elevated for longer periods of time. Basically, when you just get off a treadmill, if you're just walking, you know, the minute you stop walking, your metabolism goes back to where it was. But if you're doing some like weight training, they've done studies that show metabolism is elevated up to 48 hours after your workouts doing higher intensity weight training. And then with the burst training, it's more like maybe, they're not really sure, maybe 6 to 12 hours after, it's still elevated to some degree. So yeah, the studies that have been coming out recently from Australia and some in Europe, some from Canada and some from the United States are showing that it's just far more efficient. But I'm not saying you can't get results from walking or running. But it just seems like that's a better way. And people who've done long-distance training and now are incorporating this are noticing a huge difference in their performance as well as how their body has been changing.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. You can wave some open lines again. We can get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890 and email us at talk@wpr.org. Paul in Madison is up next. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. How are you today? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm 41 years old and have been training for the Mad City Marathon here that's coming up in May.
Yep.
And have been doing pretty well, but I can't seem to get over a hump of about a 13 or 14 mile run. And I'm curious, any sort of suggestions you might have of exercises or things that sort of can help me get beyond, you know, that sort of proverbial brick wall here.
Right. Do you do any sort of core training, working abs and lower back at all?
You know, I haven't. I've been really focused on just getting base miles in.
Yeah. I would encourage you to start doing that. I don't know if that necessarily is why you're fatiguing, but as people run longer distances, they start to slouch over more. Maybe their back starts to get sore. But doing exercises that work the abdominal area as well as the lower back, some back extension work is definitely important. Have you tried doing any of this burst training that I'm talking about, or even like running fast for 5 minutes or 10 minutes at a time?
Yeah, I do. I do the long slow. I mix it up. I do sprint training. You know, so like the crazy legs race this weekend was a speed workout for me. That sort of thing. But
How about
I find the pain to be in my hips, and it, you know, you hit an hour and 30 minutes or so, and things start to hurt that normally don't hurt.
Yeah. Do you feel like your energy levels are lower then at that point?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's like I just run out of gas.
Yeah. So what's probably happening too is your glycogen storage is getting a lot lower. I don't know if you carry food with you when you do that or if you load up before your workouts, but that's something you definitely want to do is to increase the sugar intake before a workout and even carry something with you. Generally, if you're exercising under an hour, you don't really need anything. I mean, a pre-workout snack would be good. That includes a little bit of protein and a bunch of sugar, a bunch of carbs, simple carbs. So fruit would be a good choice. There's a lot of energy drinks out there. You know, even a Gatorade before you work out can provide you with that extra boost of energy. But I think what's happening for you is that the blood sugar levels are going down and you don't have enough energy left to keep going at a high pace.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul, for calling. Appreciate your call. I wanted, before we go back to the phones and lots of callers online here, I want to go back to the outdoor boot camp because I want to get to that before we're done because I know some people are interested in hearing what you've got going there.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. Boot camps, maybe you've heard of them before, but they've been very popular the last 5 to 10 years in California and the warmer states. It's time to bring it to Madison now. And basically what a boot camp is, it's not going to be militaristic style. There's not going to be a lot of yelling and screaming. But we're going to be able to use the outdoors. We've had a harsh winter here, and it's great to be outside. And we're going to use some equipment. We'll use some resistance bands. We might have some dumbbells. We might have some medicine balls. We're going to use the playground equipment. We're going to use the fields. The two locations I've got going right now will be at Elver Park on the west side of Madison and then Brittingham Park, which is near the campus downtown area. And, you know, we're just going to get creative. We're going to do a lot of teamwork stuff, a lot of partner stuff. And, again, it's building that camaraderie, building that accountability, and getting an efficient, quick, it's going to only be 45 minutes. And I'm doing them at two different times. I've had a lot of people who want to take the Momotone class or want to do things, but they just don't have the time for it. So I'm offering it at 6 in the morning as well as 5:30 at night. And the 6 in the morning one is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And the 5:30 one is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I just launched the website today, and that's www.madisonbootcamps.com with an S. So madisonbootcamps.com, you can get all the information, and you can even sign up there. They're going to be run starting, I think it's the 18th of May. They're going to start, and they're going to run for 6 weeks. So you sign up for 6 weeks. It's 6 weeks. It's just $199. It's only 11 bucks a class. And you go 3 times a week. And then after those 6 weeks, if you want to join again, we take a week off, and then we'll start it up again. And there's also corporate discounts if you have a business as well. But guaranteed good results, money-back guarantee if you're not happy with it.
Sounds like fun.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited for it. So,
it was Madison. The email address or the website address is?
MadisonBootCamps, plural, .com.
And is that also linked to your other website?
It isn't yet, but it will be shortly. And also, I'm giving away a free 6-day mini e-course on fitness if you go to the Madison Boot Camps website and just put your information in, and you can receive a good course with a lot of fitness and nutrition information on there.
Very cool. Roger in Milwaukee is up next. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say this is a really good discussion. I had a quick question for Dustin.
Yeah,
sure.
You mentioned the short burst workouts, and yep. I just wanted to know, you said a minute of high-intensity activity, like running, and then a couple of minutes of slowdown, but for how long? What is the duration of this?
Of the slowdown, yeah. So it really depends on your fitness level. A 3-to-1 ratio is kind of a common one to start with. So if you're going hard for 1 minute, you take about 3 minutes of rest. Or if you're going hard for 30 seconds, you take a minute and a half of rest. Now, as you get more and more in shape, if I have an athlete, I might be able to bring that down to a 2-to-1 or even a 1-to-1 ratio. So maybe 1 minute.
How long can we carry this out for, like a half hour, 45 minutes?
Great question. You know, because it's high intensity like this, you don't have to go for 45 minutes. I would do about 6 to 10 bursts. So with the rest periods, it should take you no longer than 20 to 30 minutes.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's much more efficient than going for an hour or two.
All right. Thank you very much, Roger, for calling. Those are great questions. And let's see. Tim in Madison, I think, is up next. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Dustin.
Hello.
I have a question. I do use a lot of free motion weights.
Yep.
You like universal sets?
Yep.
Well, how do you recommend to do that for the short burst, or how do you recommend to do the universal equipment to get the most out of your workout?
Yeah, so I wouldn't call that burst training as much as circuit training, which circuit training is more using weights. And, you know, do whatever, like a bench press or a shoulder press for 8 to 12 reps, and then try to go right into the next exercise. And how I usually structure my workouts is to go from an upper body exercise to a lower body exercise and to an upper body again. And that way you really make the blood flow from the upper body to the lower body, and you give, you know, your legs a rest when your upper body is working. So you can keep that heart rate up very quickly. And those, you know, lifting sessions only have to take 20 or 30 minutes that way. So just pick your exercise you do on your, you know, your universal and go through them pretty quickly and try to mix up the muscle groups between sets so that you keep a high pace up.
Yeah, see, what I do is I do like three sets of 15.
Yep.
So let's say if I was doing like squat, you know, like the squat.
Yep.
So I just do that really quick. I want rest after I was done with one.
So do your first set of squats.
Okay.
And then go immediately to an upper body exercise. Maybe do some push-ups. And then go back to your second set of squats.
Okay.
And then do your upper body again. So you're getting that minute rest to recover, but your cardiovascular system's not really recovering very well, which is what you want. You wanted to keep challenging it.
All right. Well, thanks. Can you give your phone number off the, on there, too, or your telephone number?
Yeah, I can do that. 608-772-6651. That's 772-6651. And that'll also be on my website, too.
Yeah, and your website again is?
DustinMaherFitness.com, M-A-H-E-R, fitness.com. And like I said, the boot camp one as well is MadisonBootCamps.com.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Joy in Minneapolis, Minnesota is up next. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Well, I do have a question here, but I first just want to say that my husband and I are real huge fans of Dustin.
That's my mom.
We have been for a number of years, and he's taught us everything we know about a lot of stuff. But, you know, and he also gives that personal touch. You know, he calls us all the time and makes time to come home and see us and all that. But and he's a nice guy.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, my question to you, Dustin, is what would you recommend to all the moms out there with little kids? And you know, they get a chance to start right now with their little ones and not eating bad and activity and stuff. But anyhow, what would you say to the moms out there?
First of all, I think the most important thing is you've got to take care of yourself. I see so many mothers, they're spending all their time taking care of their kids, their husband, everyone else, and they let themselves go. And in the long run, that's not going to be the best for your kids or for your husband or for your friends. So first of all, make that time, make yourself a priority. And that's what I really wanted to do with Mama Tone Fitness is, you know, show them that taking care of themselves will change their lives in a lot of different ways and make them better mothers. So eating wise, you know, I would just start by not trying to feed the kids, you know, as much junk food and being an example. It's amazing when mothers start to change the way they eat, the kids will change. They're so observant in that regard. So just, you know, eating better for one thing, and then exercising, making it a healthy lifestyle. I found that when parents exercise, the kids really want to. I think kids are born with the desire to be active and stuff. And so sometimes the moms will bring the kids in and they'll do some of the workouts with us and they just love it. And when the mothers go home and, you know, are showing the kids their stuff that they've been doing, the kids, you know, jump in with them. And just making the family time an active time, you know, whether it's playing at the park or going for a walk or a run or just playing on the playground. Just incorporating everyday activities and make them fun and healthy.
Thanks, Mom. Joy, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Glad you could pick us up there in Minneapolis. And Mitch in Green Bay, it's your turn. Hi, Mitch.
Hi. I'm over 65. I had been diagnosed with cancer and was radiated for prostate cancer, and now I'm on a hormone treatment to reduce the proteins antigen, which are the main ones are testosterone and estrogen. Yeah, and I'm gaining weight, and I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you overcome that? Part of that, because of your health situation, I'm sure you're going to have to work with your doctor.
Yeah, some of that stuff is over what I can do. But so they've decreased your testosterone?
Uh-huh.
Have they tried to decrease through medication your testosterone levels?
Well, that's what was feeding the prostate cancer. So they've reduced the testosterone.
Yeah.
And actually, it's all the proteins antigen. I guess they're more than just those two proteins.
Yeah. Well, that's the tough thing when testosterone levels go down. I mean, energy levels are going to go down. Sex drive is going to go down. Everything is. So, you know, I would encourage you to do you exercise at all? Do you at least try to walk or, you know, do some sort of activity?
I do walking, and somebody gave me for Christmas this Body by Jake machine, and I've been working with that a little bit. I do it about 3 days a week.
Yeah. You know, the best thing I would say is just continue to stay active and really work with your doctor. I think, you know, until the testosterone levels can get back up a little bit, you know, it might be tough to feel super good. Eating more smaller, frequent meals is a good idea, too, to try to stimulate energy there. But just staying active, because the more you just kind of lay around, the worse you'll feel. So that's about all I can say with that.
Yeah, need to work with your doctor on that. And then thanks for – and good luck to you, Mitch, too. Good luck with your illness. And you mentioned food, and you have an eating program as well.
Yeah, something I'm really excited about that I do is online eating program. And basically, it's only $20 a month, and you can based on your demographics, based on your body type, based on even your food choices that you like, this program will estimate the amount of calories you need to reach your fitness goals, and then will provide you with a 7-day menu plan. And not only will it break down every single meal, every single calorie, every single protein, carb, and fat, but it'll also print off a grocery shopping list that you can take with you. So this is great for the person who likes to just have everything planned out ahead of time, doesn't want to think about it, is willing to do the work and be, you know, particular with that. And you can check that out on my website under online training, under the Dustin Maher Fitness one.
All right, let's try one more call. Paula in Cedarburg, hi.
Hi.
Hello,
Thanks
Paula.
For taking my call.
Sure, what can we do for you?
Well, I just turned 60. I'm short, I'm 5 foot tall, and I'm pretty fit, but I'm starting to lose my waistline.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get the body fat in the midriff and in the belly.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I get rid of that?
Yep. So after menopause, postmenopausal women tend to increase abdominal fat and just any fat more so. So it takes a little bit more work. Do you do any sort of resistance training?
No, I do the water aerobics, which is...
There's some resistance training with that. And this is a great call because, you know, any woman... especially after menopause, but even before that, I think I want to say 90% of women before they die will experience osteoporosis, or at least the, you know, beginning forms of it. And weight training is the best way to counteract that. And so, you know, if you haven't been doing a lot of resistance training, you're going to be losing muscle mass, and in the long run, losing muscle mass will make everything be more saggy, will slowly decrease your metabolism. So I would encourage you to do some more resistance training, maybe outside of water aerobics. You know, either get with a trainer or research some stuff online and put together a full body resistance training program, because that way it'll help you build muscle, build some bone, and then you know, the weight should start to fall off a little bit. And eating good is, you know, as you get older, you just got to eat better to stay in good shape.
And Dustin, as we conclude here, let's go back through your websites again for the boot camp. What's that website?
Yeah, madisonbootcamps.com. It just launched today, so I'm excited about that. And you can go on right in the front page there. You can get a free report that it's a 6-day email course mm-hmm. teaching you a lot of stuff I talked about today in greater detail.
And then your other website is
Dustin Maher Fitness, DustinMaher Fitness.com.
A real pleasure, Dustin. Hopefully we can get you back and do this again.
It was great.
Thank you very much. Dustin Maher, one of our area's leading personal trainers in the Madison area, works at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison, and certified personal trainer, of course, and bachelor's in kinesiology exercise science at the UW-Madison. Tough program, I can tell you that. I know that from experience of some of my other students who have some tried and some didn't make it. So it's a difficult program, but we're pleased to have him with us. We'll try and do this again. Lots of good questions here. But you know what? Coming up, it's got to be the last Monday of the month, because I'm looking across the table and I'm seeing Steve Ackerman joining us. Steve, director of the Cooperative Institute for Meteorological Satellite Studies, and John Martin will be with us as well to talk climate and weather probably zero in a little on tornadoes today, given our recent experiences here in the state. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.